I'm going to call to order the monthly meeting of Otter Rock Water District 7/12/22 at 6:14 PM. Beth?
Here.
Dick?
Here.
I'm here.
We have a quorum.
Yep. Staff members in a present, we have Whitney. Public in attendance, we have Curtis from Highland. Thank you very much.
My pleasure.
thank you. Stan and Patty Hart, Dale Powers, the Mullins, the Halls, an unknown phone number, and hopefully our newest board member, Eileen. Next on the agenda is approval of board summaries for previous months. Did anyone have any corrections?
And I did send out two, one for the June board meeting and one for the June hearing.
Does anyone have any comments about those two? If not, nope. Can I get a motion to approve the board summaries?
I would make that motion.
I'll second it.
Lisa, I vote yes. Beth?
Yes.
Dick?
Yes.
Next on the agenda is the Highland Water Company operators report. Curtis?
Yes, ma'am.
It's very nice to meet you and see you in person.
Yeah. So unfortunately, I do not have the agenda in front of me. I got called out to an emergency leak in Lincoln City. So if someone would be so kind as to read me the bullets, I would happily respond on each of them.
number one is chlorine residual readings.
Okay. I had a very nice graph on my computer. I'm so sorry. This is not off to a great start. I will tell you that the residual's fine. More often than not, we are on the low end of things, which I'm told the customers here really like. In case you guys aren't aware of the Oregon regulation, you have to keep it between a 0.2 and a 4.0. But as soon as you start teetering towards that 2.5, people start to notice and get pretty unhappy. It starts to smell like chlorine. And so you guys are typically down in like the 0.4, 0.5 area, which is perfectly fine.
Okay.
But next, if someone has a question, I'd happily answer a question on it.
I think that's good information.
Okay.
Thank you. Next on the agenda is meter installations.
Yeah. So I was, I don't know if I was misinformed, but I knew we were waiting on the GPS locations for the corp stops because without it, we're resorting to mainline shutdowns. And now that the GPSing has been done, I know that we have some in stock at the Otter Rock Water District building.
We have 10.
I don't know if we have 10.
I counted them today.
Oh, perfect. Let's say I might have Cody double count, but if you count today, I'll take
no, go ahead. But
okay. Yeah. So I told the scheduling manager my very rough guess without seeing the main or the service lines. Is it's probably going to be like 3-4, maybe a fifth day of work to get all 10 in. And I don't think we'll get those all in the same week. So it'll probably be something like dig up 3 or 4, splice them and backfill. And that's like 2 solid days worth of work. So we'll see how that goes. And I'll keep you up to date. I know we don't have it scheduled this week. I doubt we'll schedule it for next week, but we might hit in July or possibly August. So we'll see how the meter splices start to go in. Does the board have any specific place you want us to start or wherever's just most convenient for us?
Well, I think we were originally trying to pick those with a little bit better pressure area. Because the ones we have in stock are 5/8 and 3/4, 5/8 inch one side and 3/4 the other. I don't know which is in or out. And the next ones we wanted to go to three-quarter. So that's why they originally picked, I think, Gladys and Ellie. Mm-hmm. I think Ellie's in the same range here. So, but I don't know. I think the ones, there's several that we spotted on first and A and B streets close to first. So it's kind of, I think, up to you how you want to group them. Okay. And, you know, Aaron's and I walked it, so he's got an idea of what's what.
Yep, and they all have GPS points on them, so we should be able to find them fairly easily.
Oh, yeah. Well, they're all easy ones to find anyway, really. We didn't do much digging.
Cool. So, yeah, that's where the progress lies on the meter splicing is we got our GPS points in recently. We know where more corporation stops are, so we shouldn't have to be doing mainline shutdowns. So hopefully we can get this project moving.
Yeah, so you're thinking maybe 3 weeks from now?
Possibly, yeah. So our schedule kind of has an interesting bit because we're very busy at the start of every month and we're very busy the third week of every month. So usually we alternate to be either the last or the second week in is when we plan large projects like this.
I have a question about... Oh, excuse me.
Go ahead.
I have a question about the timing of these shutdowns. How long are people going to be without water, do you think?
If we have corporation stops, assuming that they work right, I would probably tell people they'll be out of water for 2 hours just to try and keep things on the safe side. Realistically, I mean, I've done these swaps in under a half hour, but sometimes things just, they don't go right. So I like to tell people 2 hours just so they're well enough prepared.
Right. So are you going to be able to send us a list of the addresses or something that you intend to do?
Yeah. So it'll go something like we have to excavate to find where their service line is. Half the time we're dealing with road crossings. So it's difficult to find where the service line reaches their property at the property line.
Right. We have a number of them, though, that are on the same side of the road. So,
yep. So we'll find those. Usually we'll vac everything up and get it exposed. And then I can either email you a list or what we'll usually do is just door tag or talk to the customer. Just say, hey, you know, this is what we're doing. We're planning it for this coming Thursday or we're planning it for this coming Monday. And you're going to be without water for 2 hours and we'll come knock on the door and let you know when it's going to start. Just because.
Yeah. That,
sorry.
That would help because we're right in the middle of our season here and to have it prolonged, a prolonged shutdown might be kind of hard on it with more users in play.
Right. Oh, yeah. But it'll only be the individual people who are getting the meters though, right?
That is correct.
Yeah, so it won't be like a whole section.
Worst case scenario that would happen is something would break with the corp stop and then it's a full main shutdown.
Well, yeah, but
that's you know, cross your fingers that none of those have degraded over the 50 years they've been in the ground.
Okay,
we'll keep your fingers crossed. I hope so too. Yeah, so I guess, I think our question is, so we've got 10. I think we identified something close to 22 corp stops, Aaron and I. Cool. Craig and I and Aaron. Craig found most of them. Only 10 meters in stock. I think we, the board, need to decide how many more we want to have ordered. I understand there is some delay in getting them. Sometimes
I just tried to order meters on Monday, which was yesterday, and the expected shipping I got for them was November.
Oh yeah. Well, so that's where it's
these ones.
Granted, wet.
They're special meters. They're radioed, but still, that's much longer than I would have usually expected.
Yeah.
We probably ought to do it as soon as possible.
Yeah, I think we should the board should, well, we can get a hold of you, I guess. We can talk about it later in the meeting, but we need to decide how many we want to pre-order so we have those ready. Okay. We'll be looking at our budget, of course.
Of course.
Any questions before I move on to the next question for Curtis? Okay, the next thing is the Autocrest loop washout, the curtain drain.
Yep, so I spoke to the road district. I haven't heard back from them. What I've heard through the grapevine is that they are going to backfill. They're gonna put riprap boards in to try and keep it from washing out again. And the board is not interested in putting in a curtain drain to help with this.
So, who isn't?
That was what I got in an email.
No, we are very interested. And we asked for an estimate.
Yes, we asked for an estimate and we haven't received it yet.
Well, I will have to recheck at that then. I'm curious what I'm thinking of. I'm glad we
have
this meeting.
I think you're talking about the fire hydrants, which we, you know, obviously don't have in our budgets to replace. But,
right.
But we are going to need at least an estimate on replacement in case we do it. But like I said in the email, we need to know. We're waiting on the grant and, you know, we can't.
Right.
No. Whatever funds we take out, we can't get meters. So we have, it's a juggling act.
No, I get it. But I'm glad we clarified on that curtain drain. I thought we weren't interested, but yeah, I will definitely take a look at it.
Yeah, I sent an email and I haven't gotten a bid yet for it. So we're very curious and obviously we need it, so.
Okay.
I think it might have been mixed in with another one. I was having trouble following them when they started branching off.
And I have one question, Curtis.
Yes, ma'am.
The meter readings, when are we going to get them?
We did get them. Whitney did have to email, and Devin sent them. They were a little bit late for us, but.
Okay. Unfortunately, I don't know anything about the meter reading. I can ask and figure it out, but
apparently the person that did them was out of the office unexpectedly, so that's why there's a delay in getting the bill and getting the meter readings.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, thank you. Isn't it Devin that we get them from?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, does anyone have any questions from Curtis before we let him go?
No, good report.
Well, the Second Street. Easement, are we ready to possibly get an estimate from Highland on doing that work?
I don't know that one really needs an estimate. I think Aaron had it laid out pretty well, very well, as a matter of fact.
Well, I like the design, but I don't think we have a dollar figure as far as what we're looking at.
Okay.
Are you familiar with that, Curtis? Working.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure the email that Aaron sent asked if you guys like the plan as written before we work on coming up with an estimate for it.
Right. I think we do, although I don't know. Have we checked with all the customers that are adjacent to that? Dick, were you able to connect?
No, that was my job, and we don't have a release figured out yet, and that's my failing. So we have to have a lawyer draw up a very simple agreement so that they give us permission and agree not to come back after us. That whole area has been full of litigation for, oh my goodness, over a year. And that's all settled, and that's why we're in there. But I'm sorry about that. I'll do the best I can to get that done the first part of the week.
Dick, do you want me to? I'm willing to work with you on that to get it done. And if I can do some of the legwork, then so to speak,
that would be great if you could do that. That'd be wonderful.
Okay, why don't I'll contact.
But in the meantime, can we get a bid from Highland so we know exactly what we're up against?
Sure, think, we don't do bids, but I'll give you an estimate.
Was, you know, it doesn't hurt to get a bid.
Or estimate, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Slight difference between the two, but we'll give you an estimate.
Yeah.
Yeah, that if you guys good. Like the plan as written, for sure.
We like it, and we'll yeah, double check with the customers, and we just need to make sure each of the affected customers is okay with that too.
Well, the whole idea was to keep it below $3,500, and I personally think that it can be done for that with the layout that Aaron's done. And that the reason for that was the amount that the board had talked about to kind of protect ourselves from getting involved in any of the litigation down there.
Right.
And it seemed more sensible just to take that cost on to ourselves and do it. So I don't know if the board has any alternative other than to go with Highland on this thing. So maybe a time and material makes more sense.
Sure. Yeah. We can have somebody look at it and write up a price tag.
Okay, that'd be great.
That would be great.
Yeah. Okay, I don't have anything else for Curtis.
I don't either.
No, nor do I. It was a good report.
Glad yes. to hear it.
Yes, thank All you. Right. And thank you very much for showing up. It's really appreciated.
Sorry My I had pleasure. To wait. But.
I have the next meeting from Emily, but just to double check, are the meetings scheduled the second Tuesday of the month? Is that how this goes?
Yeah, the Tuesday after the second Monday.
Okay, sounds good.
Usually the second sure. Tuesday, but sometimes, you know.
I can email you the schedule.
That would be
for
fantastic.
The for the rest of the year, yeah.
Yeah,
and I'll send you one too, Eileen.
Well, thank you much. All
you're
right.
fine,
well,
go then. Ahead.
I will let myself go. Thank you all, have a good meeting.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you. Next on the agenda is the treasurer and office report.
Yeah, and here I'm a little handicapped more than usual. I am home. I've been laying down all afternoon, and the computer's down at the office, and so I can't read the report, and I didn't print one out for myself. I didn't anticipate being here. So I wonder if at least either you or Beth could read it. It's very simple this month.
Yeah, I've got it in my email right here.
Okay.
I will do that. The bank balances as of 6/30/2022, they've all been reconciled. The Columbia checking account has $117,191.58. Treasury savings account, $68,049.16. Community center account, which we get a statement every 3 months for, has $366.79. Our chlorination bank account has $19,169.66. We have a total of prepaid water bills of $12,223.75. Total deposits and credits in June were $5,406.96. None made yet in July. And no activity except for interest in the chlorination account. And says zero bill. We don't have the bills are separately on a separate report. We have accounts receivable as of June 30th, unpaid up to 90 days. We have $550 and unpaid accounts over 90 days, $200. And I know we sent out several special notices. So
And I'd like to make a comment, Beth, on this. Compared to the prepaids, you know, the ones in arrears are quite tiny. So I think we're doing pretty well.
Yeah. And so
I have a question on that. When are we going to start charging late fees? In August, because we're back a month? Or are we going to start charging it this month?
I would say well, this month, everybody's paying for their June water. So, and we don't have our ACH option open yet. I would think we might want to look at having maybe more reminders to people going into August and maybe, I don't know, it's maybe not start the actual late fees until waiting for the August payment. I don't, it's up to everybody else, but it's going to be a mess at first. And we need to get some of this new, we have a lot of work right now because it's the new fiscal year. We've got to get everything entered in for our budget now that we've got that's going to be starting, you know, in a few days. Now that we've got June closed out, then we can start setting everything up for the upcoming year, which means entering the budget, and we've got to get this ACH thing going. So it's going to be pretty busy. I don't know. Those are my thoughts on it.
Those are my thoughts too. Exactly. I don't think it amounts to that much money to bring it in right now with everything else.
I
agree. Let's start later.
We could be sending people, you know, notices like your payment was a little late, you know, starting next month, you better not do this because you will have a late fee or something like that, and hopefully get their notice. But, we'll probably, especially at the beginning, have a lot of people that go, well, I mailed it, you know, and with the mail being as unreliable as it's been the last year or so, I'm anticipating a lot of extra communications with customers on these till we get everything settled.
I can also put notes on next month's bills.
That would be really good.
Just reminder, effective, blah, blah.
Yeah. Yeah, I think we definitely should have that on those people who do get the statements.
Well, yeah, and it's the 90 people that I'm most concerned about. It's not the ones that, you know, pay every month and they're a little late. It's the ones that are habitual late and they, you know, they're out 3 months. I mean, that's.
Yeah, we've been sending disconnect notices for them, and I think that's been working. But, you know, if we're going to do late fees, then we need to, you know, we're going to.
Well, correct.
At some point, we have to do a late fee for anybody who is late.
I agree.
You can't pick and choose. It's got to be fair.
I totally agree.
Can't you pick a date? Like if you're 60 days late, then you get a late notice. So that kind of covers that period of time, or?
No, well, we passed in the fee adjustment, we passed that we would have a late fee if they're more than 30 days late.
Oh, it did say 30 days. Okay.
One, there's another additional late fee if they're 60 days
That's
late.
Right.
And okay. Then they're going to get the disconnect notice, and, you know, when they hit that 60 day.
Remember what was decided.
Yeah. But anyway, what's your inclination on it, Lisa?
I agree. I think we should put a reminder on the bill saying, you know, if you don't pay by, you know, whatever date, you know, we're going to be starting late fees as of August and have July be, you know, just status quo.
That's a good idea.
Okay, so do you mean by August, do you mean for the August billing or for the August water use?
You mean for the August billing that's for July water use?
Right.
Yes.
Okay.
That's, I think, what Lisa's saying.
Yes.
Put reminder on those bills.
Okay.
So we didn't have a reminder go out, which I guess we, well, no. So the bills that go out at early August are the July bills, and we need a reminder that there will be a late fee if you don't get this in time.
Correct.
Okay. So then we need to discuss bills to pay as part of the treasurer's report. And I lost my email.
I just had one question about Whitney's. I didn't see the receipt. And so
it's in the folder. I just didn't have time to send it to you before the meeting tonight.
So do you mind if I sign that check for Whitney after I see the receipt? Can we agree upon that?
Sure.
Okay.
You agree to pay it as long as you see the or sign it?
Of course I'm going to sign it. As long as I see the receipt.
You agree to pay it at the meeting as long as you can view the receipts.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. So do we need to go over that list of the the revised list of bills? We have the Civil West for $2,737. Renewable Resources, $66. We had our insurance bill on there. That's what makes it a little bit more. That's our workers' comp, which is $634.37. Whitney has a $1,360 reimbursement. I have $205.38 for locks and postage. And the others are just the standard bills, I believe, that come through.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yes, Dick?
Okay.
So I think, is this last, I don't know if I'm looking at the right one. We had several versions come through here. I think this is the correct total. We have bills of $4,956.23. I'm pretty sure that's the right one. I've lost my screen here now, okay. So I think that's the trade.
It is the right one.
I'll make a motion that we pay the bills.
Yes, I would second that.
Beth?
Yes.
Dick?
Yes.
Lisa? Yes. Is there any office report, or can we move on to the other correspondence?
Well, I think we kind of, there's all kinds of things. The other correspondence is what? Are we including the Bricor Tax Services?
Sure, I looked at it and it seems perfectly normal, acceptable, and
so we can print those out and you'll sign them.
Yes.
Okay. And ACH.
I'm waiting on the revised form that gives everyone access. As soon as I get that out, I'm going to send it to you guys so that you can print it. I'm sorry, the DocuSign failed. We tried all day long, and it doesn't recognize me as a human living it. Gladys Avenue. I don't know why I use DocuSign at work. I have no clue. I have no answers. So
maybe a different address, the address of the district or something, or
yeah, I don't know. It's based on my social security number. So I honestly don't know, but yes. So I will email it to you guys. We'll do it and I will sign it that same day and get it out.
Okay. So that's probably all we need with ACH. Yeah, so how about a motion to approve the treasurer's report?
I make a motion to approve the treasurer's report.
I'll second that.
Beth?
Yes.
Dick?
Yes.
Lisa? Yes. Motion passes. Next, we get to move on to the special order of business.
Yay!
And we have an open board position. Yay!
Well, the yay is we have an applicant for one of the two open board
positions. Yes, that's what I mean. So I assume Eileen still wants to do it.
Yeah, I'll still do it.
if we're nice to you, huh? If we behave.
Does anyone have any questions for Eileen?
No, I think I read her application. Looks like she has some good experience that would be an appropriate addition to our little three-member board, and we could be a four-member board.
Yeah, I agree with that totally. She'd be very welcome.
I heard that. So I'm going to read the oath of office.
Okay, wait a minute.
What?
We actually need to vote on this. Okay. We have to. I will make a motion to appoint Eileen Goldhammer to, and which position are we talking about? Two or five?
They both had the same date, so I don't know which.
You like the number two or five better, Eileen?
I'll take number two.
Okay, number two. Board position two. So I make that motion.
I second it. Beth?
Yes.
Dick?
Yes.
Lisa? Yes. Motion passes.
So Eileen, I'll have a new board member packet for you. And if you want to come down to the office, I can answer any questions you might have. And at that time, give you our calendar and answer any, you know, questions that I can and anything I can't. I'll pawn you off to Beth or Dick or Lisa.
Okay. When are you at the office, Whitney?
I can be there. This week is bad because my family's in town. So I don't really have it. I can't pinpoint anything, but next week, next Tuesday, would that work?
Sure. Next Tuesday's fine. Yep.
Perfect. Okay.
How about I meet you down there at about 10 a.m.?
Perfect.
Okay.
Okay. Oh, Lisa.
Okay. So you have to repeat after me.
Are you talking to me, Lisa?
Yes, Eileen. Yes.
Okay. I'm listening. Okay,
I'm going to read this because it's on my other iPad. I and your name.
I, Eileen Goldhammer.
Do solemnly affirm.
Do solemnly affirm.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States of America. That I will support the Constitution.
You're serious.
I'm very serious.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Say it one more time, Lisa. I'm sorry. I do solemnly swear that I will support the Constitution of the United States of America. Sorry. Did I say it right? I'm sorry.
No, you're perfect.
That's right. We're not done yet, though.
And the Constitution of the State of Oregon.
And the Constitution of the State of Oregon.
And the laws thereof.
And the laws thereof.
And will faithfully and honorably discharge.
And will faithfully and honorably discharge.
The duties in the office of the Otter Rock Water District.
The duties in the office of the Otter Rock Water District.
Commissioner position two.
Commissioner position two.
expires, well, I don't know, 6/30/2023,
next year.
Yeah, 6/30/2023.
Expires 6/30/2023.
To which I have been appointed.
To which I've been appointed.
To the best of my ability.
To the best of my ability.
Congratulations, you are now commissioner number 2.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
And so, Lisa, you'll need to get her hooked up with the email.
Yes, I'll have to get together with her and give her the password and the yes.
Yeah, and I'll.
We have to get her the door code too, or we have to set that up for her.
Yeah, there's a whole bunch of stuff that like that, but to start off, it'd be good to get her on the email so she can get emails, official emails in her official district account.
Correct. So your email is going to be orwdcom2@gmail.com.
ORWD2?
Yep.
No, the number two. COM2.
ORWDCOM2.
At Gmail, yeah.
At Gmail. Okay. Okay.
It's an existing account, so we have to get you, you know.
Sure.
Signed into it, so.
Okay.
You get to inherit.
And Beth, if I have questions, I will gladly come ask you, because I'm pretty sure it's easy, but.
I've got a kind of a how-to thing I'll send out. You want me to send that?
Yes, please.
I'll send it to both of you. I'll send it, Eileen, to your personal one too.
How to what? Sign into the email?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
To transfer it over, because it always recognizes a new device.
Okay. Yes.
So it, you know, ask a few extra security, you know, might mm-hmm. have some security, extra security things, okay. Hoops you have to jump through to get in.
Right. Okay.
The next item on the agenda is meters, which we briefly touched upon, but we haven't decided.
Right. So we budgeted for $37,000 in meters. We have 10 actual meters in stock. The Highland, the cost for installing total, they estimated earlier last year for about $2,000 each meter. I think the first two they installed, hopefully they can do it a little more efficiently because they intended to do more that time, but they spent a long time with their vac truck not finding what they needed. But anyway, those came up to about $1,700 each for the labor.
Just the labor?
Yeah. And then the meters are around $200 each.
Okay.
We need to decide how much. So, you know, we've got 10 meters. So if it is 1700, then that's 17,000 for installation. And so then we have 20,000 left. The last price we heard on meters was 200. They might've gone up a little more. I don't know if we, you know, if we have 20,000 left, we might have enough to do 10 more meters, but maybe we ask them to order less than 10, or we have them order 10 more actual meters and maybe not have them all installed this year. I don't know.
Well, you should probably get a lead time from him on those meters too. If he's
we did. Yeah. They were a good couple months out in ordering them.
Yeah.
So
do you have to pay for them up front?
We may, I don't know. We haven't done them before. We were still working on our supply of meters that we had ordered.
Oh, okay.
Before we hired Highland.
Okay. Okay. Well,
but the board needs to decide how many meters to ask Highland to order for future installations. Now, unfortunately, of course, this is the perfect time to install when the ground is not soaking wet.
Right.
So anyway, and
well, if you said you've got 10 of them in stock, right? And if he can do those in August, or those are the comm hookups that he's going to do in August.
No, that's what we were talking about. The corp stop is what we need to identify for them to do. And we have 22 of those identified. So we have plenty, plus there's a few more that we're real close on finding. The question for the board is, you know, how many do we want to order for the next round ahead, because we've got this time lag. Now, here's another caveat. Craig and Buck have offered to help prep for installs by uncovering the supply lines. Now, that's something that what Curtis was talking about coming out with the vac truck, because they have to find, in some cases, where the supply line is. If they can't install the meter right at the corp stop, then they, you know, find where the supply line's running and to install the meter. Buck and Craig have offered to help do some of that to save the district money.
I personally think that would be the biggest help we could possibly have, because most of the labor was done looking for things, installation.
Right.
The number of hours to install a meter is quite small. So I think that 1,700 per meter will shrink if with them pinpointing things. That would be a huge savings for us.
Right. The only thing is coordinating that.
I personally think that's the worst idea. We cannot have volunteers do our work for us. I'm sorry, but that's a liability issue waiting to happen. And we just can't. We can't.
They have historically. That's what Buck and Craig used to do with Jim. But
okay, we're doing things the wrong way. We can't have our volunteers do manual labor to help the district. It's just, we can't.
Well, they're covered under our workers' comp insurance. But
the volunteers are?
Yes, we have workers' comp insurance that covers volunteers.
Yeah, but is it volunteers for office work, or is it volunteers for manual labor?
It's both office work and for water operator duties.
See, I would have to see that before I covered,
that's
before
why
I
we
go,
let
yes,
Craig go around just, and do meters, read meters. He was covered as
Reading meters is totally different than digging up a hole.
Oh, I agree. But he also he and Buck used to help Jim do that.
I agree. But it's not the correct procedure. And we are trying to do things the right way.
We're also
you're not going to convince me otherwise. You guys can have a motion and that's fine, but it's not the right thing to do.
I don't know why it isn't right.
Yeah.
And I can never convince
volunteers doing yard work and all kinds of other things.
It's different.
Yeah. If I can get in
uncovering more corp stops and uncovering some of the valves that are all covered with brush and everything. What would you
Dick's
say?
Dick's trying
that?
To say something. Just so you know. Dick's been trying to say something.
Oh, I just wanted to get my two cents in. I have an entirely different viewpoint about volunteer help, particularly if the workman's comp covers any liability that might occur. I think it's a very good idea to have that. I think it's hands-off is not a good thought. And so I would side with Beth completely on this. I think that we should welcome them as volunteers. As I understand it, the board has, the water district has always done it that way. But that's my two cents.
It doesn't make it right.
As long as I've been here, it's been that way.
Lisa, what's your biggest concern? Is it that they're going to damage the pipes, or is it just because they're doing the manual labor?
We have Highland to do the work for us. That's what we hire them to do. We do not... My issue is that, you know, if they get hurt or if they damage the pipes or if they whatever, you know, if they decide to sue our asses, because I highly doubt they ever would. But, you know, we need licensed professionals doing the work. That's what we hire Highland to do. We need to act responsibly. We need to be. we are acting like we're a small little Podunk district, and we are, but you know, we haven't done things right for a long time, and just because we've done it in the past doesn't make it right.
When I had my meeting with the I can't remember his name, he's from SDAO, I did ask him about that, and I said, well, what about the volunteers and the workman's comp, blah blah blah, and he said that if you're worried about getting sued, you ask them to sign a waiver. If they're covered under your insurance, it should be okay. And so then that way you're covered at both. They sign the waiver saying they're not going to sue you, and then they can volunteer their time. And if they get hurt, they're covered. Unless that's drastically changed in 2 years.
Well, I guess.
I can think.
Go ahead, Dick.
I can think back a year ago, April, when I first came. And Dana had rolled up his sleeves and had completed a huge amount of work. He completely rebuilt the shed and redid the electric panel in there. He was not licensed, and maybe he overstepped his workload with that. But I admired him very much for contributing to the water district in that way, and he enjoyed doing it.
Correct, but he was not a board member. He's a board member, not a volunteer.
But board members aren't necessarily covered for that kind of work. They're covered for attending meetings and making decisions. we are also covered under the workers' comp, by the way.
It would seem to me that having Highland, I mean, the cost might not really be that much different if Highland did the work or if the volunteers came in and uncovered things. I mean, the cost might not be that significant. And it sounds like.
You mean the savings or the cost? The cost savings?
The cost savings.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, so I don't know if you can get it.
They offered to do it.
Pardon me?
I just wanted to throw it out there because they offered to do it because we were all part of the Corp Stop IDing crew. And
right.
Buck came up with it because he used to do it with Jim.
Right. But I guess if the cost savings isn't that significant, let Highland do it. Right.
Well, I think the cost savings could be huge, frankly.
Right. Well, it's $1,700 per meter. I would say probably 3/4 of that is getting the pipe exposed, and you know, 1/4 of that is actually hooking up the meter, or maybe 50-50. But you know, if you're talking about 20 meters at say 1,000 each, then that's a bit of a savings.
So have they already given you a price to do all of this?
An estimate.
Okay, so it's estimate.
Estimate is $2,000 total for a meter. That's an estimate. The meters themselves cost a little over $200.
Right.
Some other miscellaneous parts.
Okay.
Right.
And at their rate of labor cost, maybe 2 to 3 hours of work to make the installation.
Okay.
The rest of it is
right.
The rest of it is all finding the thing and messing around. So right. If a volunteer can do that, I think it would take at least 2/3 of that cost off for labor.
Yeah. Well, they've already Buck and Craig were doing that.
No, they were. We found the corpse stops.
You mean when now? They were helping Jim, sorry. Oh, when yes. They were helping, that's one yes, of the reasons exactly. They were helping Jim was because of it was cost effective.
Right. Yeah. Well, we could have them.
Well, I think
Highland do.
I think we have just.
Stan wants to talk.
Hey guys, I don't think you can get workman's comp on volunteers. Workman's comp is for wages.
No, so we do. They're covered. They're in our insurance policy. We give an estimated wages. It's all set up. They know they're volunteers, and so we have to.
Wage for them. Okay. That's what I was wondering, if they get a wage on it. Yeah.
Yeah.
They aren't getting paid anything.
No, but they're definitely covered and the board is covered because we're volunteers and there's a line for volunteer water operators, volunteer office people, board as volunteers. You know, I could show it to you in our insurance.
You don't have to, I believe you.
But yeah.
I just didn't know that. I thought a volunteer is a volunteer. You could get a personal liability,
but right? You
get workman's comp.
Yeah, yeah, and that's very true too, the liability part of it. So, and it just seems to me that if it's a time and material type of a situation where they're putting these meters in, they're not all going to come up at $1,700 a piece. And if they've gone in and located these comp,
well, stops, yeah.
I mean,
here's the thing, Elaine, they Eileen. Went up on Eileen. They went up.
Sorry. That's okay.
My daughter's mother-in-law is Elaine, so I probably do that all the time.
No, we'll get you straightened out.
No, I'll start calling her Eileen and you Elaine.
That's fine.
They came in and spent a day. They bring their vac truck, which I can't remember, what is it, 75 an hour now or something. They bring their vac truck down from Newburgh.
Yeah.
And they spent most of the day, and they could only locate the lines for two and find corpse stops for two of the places out there on Gladys, just up and, you know, down from your place. So we weren't real impressed with their efficiency.
Right. Right.
So this is why we're coming up, you know, hopefully because we've identified the corpse stops and these are all pretty, look like to be pretty easy ones. We're hoping they can do them not at $1,700 each. They'll be a little cheaper, but we'll just have to see. We've already asked Highland to do a group of them. It looks like they're gonna, you know, schedule four. Try to schedule four, and let's see how it goes, and let's reconsider whether Buck and Craig's offer would make sense.
Well, I mean, I think it would be prudent if you're gonna have them do four of them. I would like to see their work orders to see what it actually is taking them to get these done. I mean, just so, I mean, I'm hoping that that's part of the process, is that you're actually looking at the work orders and the time.
We're not standing out there timing them.
No, of course not. But I mean,
they bill us and they spent, you know, two or three guys spent a day down here with the back truck.
Right. But I mean, that should all be part of a work order that you see that's attached to an invoice.
We get an invoice. We'll show you some of those.
Yeah. But I mean, you know, you can always ask them for backup to an invoice that shows the actual work done and the time it took to do it. So that's all. And then that might give you a better idea. So.
I just want to speak from a note of experience. I spent the first 20 years of my life through high school and college, and I ultimately became a union plumber back in Iowa. And we did this kind of thing for a living. And I can't imagine it taking over 2, at the most 3 hours to install a meter.
Exactly.
If that. And I think that any volunteers that could help us around the edges so that these guys, they probably are no different. They could probably do it every bit as quickly as anyone, but it's all the peripheral things that they have to look out for. And if Buck and Craig can eliminate that, that's a huge, huge savings to the district.
Yeah, so I had that, and then I really think we need to decide on what to tell Highland as far as ordering additional new meters.
Well, I think we should get at least 10.
Yeah, I think we can get 10, and if the install costs end up being more, we can just have them in stock for the next fiscal year.
Yeah.
And just keep your fingers crossed, maybe they'll become a little more efficient installing them, and we can go ahead and get another 10 installed.
And we're going with the bigger ones to match our resolution, right?
Right.
Okay. They have
3/4 in and 3/4 out.
Yep.
Okay, so I make a motion that we ask Highland to order 10 more meters.
I second that motion.
Dale wants to talk.
How many meters have been installed so far?
So far when?
To date, as of today.
Oh God, I don't know. We were at 61 or something, and then they got 2 installed a few months ago. In 2 years, we've gotten 2 installed, I think.
Because that's my concern. When the incremental $25 was put in 5-6 right. years ago, you know, it was to be done in 4 years.
Right. And it didn't get done.
And that's why we need to get meters in.
Right. Well, that's why we budgeted $37,000 for it. But our costs are twice what they are that they used to be. We were used to be putting them in for $1,000 a meter, including the meter.
I remember.
Meter and materials was $1,000. Now we're looking at double that cost using Highland, and so we're going to get half as many. But
I personally I
want to get meters in. So I made a motion that we have Highland order an additional 10 meters because it's going to take several months to get them in.
And I would second that with the comment that I really don't think you can blame Highland for what occurred so far on those early ones, because they really spent most of their time looking, and it wasn't their fault.
Yes, we can. I'm sorry, we can, because they sent out a crew without any maps, and they had maps available to them, but back, I don't know if at the office or what, they just said, go look, and gave them a general idea, and they didn't have maps of the system. And so, yeah, it wasn't a real good thing. I mean, they actually walked down to the office and came in and said, do you have any maps? Because they saw Whitney and I down there. So there was a little bit on them for not doing their prep work.
Yep. There again, Craig and Buck could, with our prep work, that could be a pretty fast operation, and I think it would reduce the cost substantially.
Right. Well, I think we should think about it on down the road, but right now I think we need to get them to get some more meters in on order so we can get some more installed. So that's my motion. It's got a second.
I second it.
I say we vote on it.
Beth?
Yes.
Dick?
Yes.
Eileen?
Yes, I guess.
And I vote yes.
Okay, motion passes.
So who's going to order them?
Hyland.
No, which one of us is going to order them?
Hyland is going to order them. We're going to tell Hyland. You mean who's going to tell Hyland?
Yes.
Ah.
I will.
I or Lisa? Lisa, yeah. You want to send them off an email?
Yep, I will. And CC everyone. 10 meters of the new size.
Right.
So do you issue them a purchase order, Lisa? Or are you just email?
No, they bill us.
I understand that, but
we don't have purchase orders.
Okay.
No, they, our contract with them, they do their base work. We'll have to show you their contract.
Okay.
There's a bunch of work they do as a monthly base fee of, it's going to be $1,400 a month. And then everything else they do is time and materials.
Okay.
And they bill us.
So everything they do is time and material.
No, they do a set amount of stuff for a base fee, all inclusive, no matter how much in the month. And then there's additional work. There's additional services at time and materials.
Okay. Got it. We'll get you
a copy of that contract.
Yeah. You'll see. I see what you're saying about.
Yeah.
The next on the agenda is the Hyland contract renewal, which we still have not seen a official copy from Silas yet.
Yes, we did. Didn't you see it?
No.
Yeah, we got that.
He was going to send it. He was on vacation and a verbal blah, blah, blah.
No, it's here. Here's a draft of the new agreement. He sent it to us June 29th.
I'm looking.
He sent it to Lisa, Beth, and Com3, Dick, Richard, and Whitney. We all got it.
Okay, I'm just not seeing it for some weird reason, but okay.
Yes.
I looked at it.
Yeah, we got it.
He included the new stuff that we asked for them to do in the base fee, or for the base rate, or whatever we call it. Can't remember now.
Yeah, okay. It looks good.
Did you find it?
Yep.
Okay. I say it looks good, so... We should be set.
Eileen hasn't seen it, so.
She hasn't seen the old one either.
Yeah.
I can forward it.
Well, yeah, it's
good. Do we want to take action on this tonight?
Yeah, we need to because it's signed. Passed.
Yeah. Yeah, so
I think that.
We have Lisa sign the Hyland contract.
Yeah, I make a motion, we accept it.
Okay,
I second.
Dick will make a motion. And Lisa, you're second?
Yep.
Okay.
Beth?
Yes.
Dick?
Yes.
Eileen?
Seen
I know. You can
abstain from anything if you want to.
Oh, good. Yeah. I'm going to abstain.
Okay.
I'm sending it to you right now, Eileen.
Okay.
Well, yeah, but she doesn't have time to.
Yeah. No, but I'm just letting her know I'm sending it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Lisa, yes, the motion passes. And as soon as you let me know about printing it off, I can go in and sign it.
Okay.
The next thing on the agenda is the tank farm vegetation maintenance.
Right. So you got my email. I talked to George. Right?
No.
George.
Yeah. I sent it a couple weeks ago, didn't I, or a week ago? I talked to George with After the Morning Surf.
Okay, got it. Yes, that's okay.
Yeah. And the price doubled.
Yep.
Well, doubled from last time, I think. Well, you know, he was probably doing it as a friend to Dana. He said 800 in that one quote, but he said by now it might be 1,000 plus. I talked to him because I wanted to know, because Dana was the only one who had talked to him before, and I wanted to know what he understood as to what he was going to do there. And he didn't recall the path going down to the Spring One cage.
Oh.
And he's like, oh, really? There's a path? And so I don't know. Dana might have cleared it before on his own, because he did do some clearing. So, you know, I wanted to make sure we were on the same ballpark. And he said with that, and he wasn't sure, it might still be 800, but it might be more because it's gotten even crazier, which it has. It's getting really pretty wild again down there. So it might be as much as 1,000, but he was aware that we were cost conscious. He wasn't intending on hauling anything out. He says you just shove it aside because it's not like it's your lawn. But he said it is a little bit of a difficult job because of the terrain. A lot of it's downhill, right? Up and down a hill. So it's not all flat like someone's lawn or field. And so I told him I would let him know after tonight's meeting whether we wanted him to do it or not.
The path to Spring One is all level ground, and there are some limbs and things in there that he could shove aside. If he's just going to shove those aside, I don't think that path is going to add that much to the cost.
No, but he wasn't, he didn't seem sure that he knew what I was talking about, because I don't know. So, but it could be more like 1,000, just because it is really crazy there now. I mean, I was just up there with the new locks, and it's almost, you know, the black bears are getting up high enough, they're out biting your arms now instead of just your knees. So
yeah. Well, it seems high, but I would make the motion that we go ahead and have that done. It's something we have to do.
Yeah. If we just keep putting it off, it just gets worse and it's gonna be more. We could have them do it the one time and we would have more time to maybe look for a better bid, but I really do think we need to have someone coming in there twice a year.
I have a new gardener starting next week that used to work for George. And yeah. My dad said he's pretty affordable, and he's going to come do my yard because my gardener never shows up. So
is he a company or a licensed?
Yeah.
So Dick, did you make a motion?
I did.
Okay. After the Morning Surf. Okay. Well, I'll second that.
Beth?
Yes.
Dick?
Yes.
Eileen?
Yes.
Lisa? Yes. Motion passes to hire After the Morning Surf to do this one-time maintenance on the tank farm. Next on the agenda is the annual audit. I don't have any updates. I have sent lots of emails and no one has responded to my emails.
Including Acuity?
Huh?
What about Acuity?
They did not respond.
We better get someone pretty quick, because we either got to get an audit started or a compilation report done.
I agree. I was going to plead with Eileen for her and I to get together and brainstorm names, and maybe we can tag team phone numbers since emails are not working to get quotes on audits.
Oh, Oh, yeah, you might. Yeah. If you haven't heard back, you always want to give them a call.
All I have is my lunchtime, you know, so I'm not, unfortunately, you know, my day is not free until after 5.
Maybe you need help, Lisa. So
thank you.
Let's get together and get me some information and I'll make some calls.
Thank you.
See if I can get
some. I think that's a good idea.
To shake the tree.
I personally think a compilation report is fine. I think Signe is well prepared to do it. She's done it year after year after year. But because of the other issues that have been discussed previously, as far as the audit, the increase in audit prices, we'll have to see how all that comes down. I guess we need an audit when we're getting into this grant program. And isn't that, Lisa, the main reason we need the audit over a compilation?
Yes, Business Oregon requires audits. And actually on their application, which if you got the email today, is due by, I don't remember which month, but in 2023, we have to fill out that application and get the funds if we are actually going to get the loan. So we're going to have to hire Civil West to help fill out that application because it's very involved, like they did with the grant. But that's hoping that we get the federal funds from FEMA.
Right.
Which brings up the point of the PSU study and how we can get that started since we're now in July and fiscal year and we can get that maybe started. Because, you know, this loan deadline is now looming over our heads like a great big elephant. And I honestly, you know, with this economy, you know, if we don't apply for the loan, I don't know if we're ever going to get the funding. We could, but, you know.
Is this a loan or a grant? I thought it was a grant.
The Business Oregon is the loan. We have been pre-approved for the loan for $3.5 million. We have not filled out the loan application because we're waiting on the grant because we can't start work on the, once we get the loan, we have 6 months in order to put boots on the ground and start work. So we can't do the loan until we figure out if we've got the FEMA grant, because if we start doing the work, like replacing all the fire hydrants, which we desperately need to do, and all of the other stuff that we need to do, we can't do that. We can't start on that work. We can start on the work, but then if we get the grant, we can't have the grant pay for it. So all of that money that we spent and time waiting for Civil West, we will never be able to use it because we can't prepay expenses.
Right, and we need both because the grant will only cover up to 75% of what they will cover.
Yes.
We have to find 25% on our
own. Yes, and I would really like to get the PSU study going, or at least talking to PSU regarding if we even have a chance of being the income survey, because if we do, then we could probably qualify. If we qualify for the lower income status, we can get the USDA funds and tell Business Oregon no.
Right.
Because we yeah.
Yeah, I said if we're going to do PSU, we better get going on it.
I agree.
So you want to contact them?
Do you need help with that as well, Lisa?
Yes, please.
Okay. All right. Sounds like you and I need to exchange some names and phone numbers. So.
Yes.
Okay. I know where you live, so.
Yes.
Okay.
So is this, you keep talking about fiscal year. So is a fiscal year for us start in July?
July 1.
July 1 yes. through June 30th. Next on the agenda is the community room use. And right. Beth, you sent out information.
I did. I sent out a thing with the guidelines and a possible, really just plagiarized application, draft of guidelines for community center use. Did anyone have any comments on that, additions? Or you want me to read it?
Yes, please.
The person requesting the use of the facility should be a member of the community. Access to the facility is assigned by a key code and should not be shared. The maximum capacity of the room is 40 people. I've got more on that later. There can be no, the group may not charge admission to any event. There can be no alcohol at the event and no smoking. Hours of use are 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. There's parking for no more than four vehicles. Users must leave the facility clean, take all their garbage, turn off all the lights, turn the thermostat down to 50, and check that all doors are locked when leaving. And then I took off of, I think, Lisa, you sent me an old copy of what we had used for an application that asked for person's name, address, phone number, email, the date of event, the time of the event. Are they going to use it for one time or are they going to use it repeating? What type of event it is, the number of attendees, and did they need a use of the kitchen, and did they need extra time for setup?
Okay.
And then to
this is a little bit tongue in cheek, but I think we should deal with weapons. No weapons.
No weapons.
No weapons.
No bottles. No glass. I'm thinking of when you go to a. I used to be outside event. No backpacks. No. What else? You want me to add no weapons?
Oh, I said it's tongue in cheek, but it seems to be in the news everywhere. And
yeah,
who knows? Somebody might come in carrying a revolver or.
Well, you know, we've had no more requests for use. I think this is something that's evolving. And we also have, hopefully you all got my email on the door repair, which. When the door had not been used for 2 years and got opened last month and tried to close, turns out those hinges are so rusty. You know, that door opens out, but it's got standard house type hinges. So the hinges are exposed on the outside. I'm sure they had it open out for egress purposes. Makes sense. The bottom hinge, actually the metal was bending, and so the Bradleys couldn't get it back closed again. They did put a board over it and screwed it in to hold it closed. I had a contractor look at it, and he unscrewed the board and looked at everything, and he's like, the door is in really great condition, the jams are in really great condition. He says you need three new hinges. Put stainless steel on. I think they're 25 each, wasn't it? And I think he only charges, like, he figured an hour is simple project, he said, $65. So 140 total, I think, was his bid and estimate. This is someone who's done quite a bit of work for me, and I'm actually waiting now till middle of August for him to do some siding work for me. First it was the end of June, then it was in July, and now it got put off to August because it was such a wet spring. He got so behind, and he does siding and windows and door replacements and stuff, so you can't do that when it's raining.
Yeah, sounds like a bargain. I think you should grab it.
Yeah, he's really good. He's the kind of contractor who, if he doesn't use as much materials as he thought he would, he'll lower your bill. And
he's
outstanding, and he's just great to work with. So
You not only should grab it, you should see if he's for real.
Yeah, well, I've had him like 3 or 4 times. Well, this will be the 4th job I've had him do, so I think he is.
Well,
so I would like us to okay for him to fix that door.
If that requires a motion, I'd make it.
Okay. It's Jerry Nunn. He's from Glennon Beach. I'll second it.
Beth?
Yes.
Dick?
Yes.
Eileen?
Yes.
Lisa? Yes. Motion passes. And I agree with Dick. I think we need to put no weapons on the community use form. But other than that, I really liked it. And thankful, I'm grateful that, you know, the time stop is 8 p.m. for the neighbors around us.
Sure. And I think, you know, a few people were there just cleaning up after that, it'd probably be okay. But basically, the event is done. But
they were both really grateful that we thought to ask them to.
Yeah. And it's reasonable.
Yeah.
Okay. No weapons. That's okay. They can. Doesn't hurt to put that. So we'll get something eventually here up on the website, and we can get a form. We can actually do a web form created. If anybody thinks of anything additional we should have on that form, let me know.
Sounds pretty good the way it is.
Right. And I did want to mention that I haven't got the confirmation from our fellow fire department person, but I came up with the 40 people based on the size of the room and room capacity calculations from the National Fire Protection Association. And I'll get that confirmed. I'll double check it too.
He's at a meeting right now.
Yeah, double check that. But yeah. For a conference room, if it's set up with tables and chairs, it's 15 square foot per person. I noticed on our website, someone said it's 1,000 square foot meeting room. No, the whole building is 1,000 square feet. It's a 600 square foot meeting room, if you include the entry. And so really you could put 45 people in there, but I thought 40 sounded good enough with tables and chairs. If you actually can go twice that many if you just have rows of chairs, but
that would be crowded. 40 people is crowded. 40
people, yeah, that's crowded anyway, and that's crowded for activity in and out and on the street and stuff. So I think 40 is fine.
Yeah.
Maybe we could go even lower. I don't know.
Well, until COVID, we had Lola's birthday party there every year. And even though like half the people were tiny humans, it's still like 40 people felt like a lot. And 20 kids, 20 adults.
Oh God, roughly. 20 kids, yeah.
Oh my gosh, yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Next on the agenda is ordinances, resolutions.
Which we have none.
And public comments.
Yeah.
Do we have any public comments?
Don't see any hands raised.
I do not either. Do we have any board member comments?
Okay, I think I got everything. I just wanted to make one comment on the discussion on the fire hydrants. That it's my opinion, since finding out that the fire department came and tested our facilities and we don't even have the water pressure for them to actually use it for any length of time, use our water from the fire hydrants, that I would say they aren't a huge priority, since what we need is a new raised tank that will give us some water pressure. So even though it sounds horrible to say, well, your fire hydrants aren't in good shape, and fire hydrants are usually very important, but if they're going to have to bring in their, you know, tanker truck to fight a fire here anyway.
I'm just worried about the annual flushing of next year. How are they going to flush out whatever they flush out if our fire hydrants don't work?
Well, I thought there was only a couple of them that they had a problem with.
We don't have a list yet.
We don't have a list of what?
Of how many are failing.
Well, that would be good to ask of them if they have a list.
Yes.
But they have the blow off valves too to use, I think.
As long as we can pass that test that we need to pass every year, then, you know, that's fine. But
what test?
The flush, I call it a test, the annual flushing.
Oh, as long as they can flush the system?
As long as we can do that, yeah. Since.
Oh, yeah. Well, I think there's enough connections they can do that pretty well, but.
Yeah, well, that's something we're going to have to ask before.
Yeah, soon, because that would be a good new question for Curtis.
Because, you know, I don't want to, unfortunately, you know, unless, I agree, we should wait. Hopefully we will, crossing my fingers and toes and everything else, we get the grant that will pay for the new meters. I mean, the new fire hydrants.
Fire hydrants, yeah.
Yes.
However, this is an underlying problem. My lack of pressure and an elevated tank is way out of sight from a cost standpoint. So there could be an inline right near the big tank, an inline pump. But the big question after that is, will all the lines in the system take that much increased pressure?
Well, that's why the whole thing needs to be rebuilt. We do a whole new distribution system with a new water tank to replace the old one. And hopefully we won't need to go to a pump, although, well, we'll have to pump the water up from the springs into the tank. It all has to be redone pretty much at the same time or in one project.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a concern, because if we increase the pressure, our lines probably wouldn't hold up for that.
Now, while we're going and seeking the grant, is it maybe a good idea to have some engineering done on that so that there's some hard data that can go into the proposal?
Well, we have the study that Civil West did some years ago, and that's what we're relying on, because we really don't have we don't have $100,000 to pay for a finished engineered plan at this point. We got to get the money first.
Okay. All right.
Are there any more board or community questions, comments before we adjourn? I would very much like to thank Eileen for being a board member. Thank you.
Yes, thank you.
Well, don't thank me yet. Better give me a little wet.
Right, well, yeah. You'll be getting a whole bunch of emails. There's a bunch of stuff we'll have to set up, and I'll have to find my template for that temporary oath for you to sign, and we put your thing up on the wall in the office, and get you a key code to get into the office and get you some actual keys. for the tank farm and a whole bunch of stuff.
Yeah, we need to give her a tour of the tank farm. And Eileen, if you know someday you want to join me, you know, when I have to go sign the paperwork, I can more than be happy to, you know, let you into the office until we get you a key code and you could just see the office. And
yeah, okay,
I can do sounds good.
Yeah, and take the 20-cent tour of the office.
Okay, sounds good, Lisa.
Yeah, in fact, I'll dig out my checklist. I've got a checklist of things that we need to do for a new board member. So we'll review that. And okay. Whitney will probably have some stuff.
I've got an old fraternity paddle.
Yeah. I was hoping for a bottle of wine, Dick.
I can accommodate that more easily. Yes, thank you.
Okay, barring any other comments, I make a motion. I think we should adjourn this meeting at 7:45.
I would concur. Please adjourn.
I agree.
Okay, I'm stopping recording.
See you Tuesday.
Yeah, see you bye-bye. Next Tuesday.
I can get the button.
Jesse, good night, everybody.
Good night.